Okay. I saw a vort this morning that made my eyes pop out of my head. I was so fired up to share this vort. Such an obvious question, which I never thought of, but the obvious questions always bring out the most beautiful of answers. It says in Pasuk, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Ha'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed man, Vayipach Ba'apav, he blew into his nostrils, Nishmas Chayim, and the Shem of life, Vayi Ha'adam L'Nefesh Chayim, and a man was Nefesh Chayim. Unkelus famously translates, what does it mean, Vahavis Ba'adam? L'ruach Mimalala. That man became somebody who had the ability to speak. The Sefer Kuzari famously says there are four levels of creation. There is mineral, domain, tzomech, plant, chaya, animal, followed by Adam. And what distinguishes Adam from all other creatures is our ability to speak. But there is such an obvious kasha that I don't know why I never thought of until I saw it in the Sefer. And that is, if Adam is the only man on the earth, who in the world is he talking to? And who in the world is literal here? Who is he speaking with? What, is he going to do a monologue? But there's no audience. It's not Jerry Seinfeld. What is going on that Adam HaRishon... I'm trying to be funny again, I know. What is going on that Adam HaRishon has the ability to speak, but who is he talking to? You ever wondered this question? Like, oh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the great ability to speak? But yet, there's nobody to talk to. So what? So what's the godless? That man is created with the ability to talk if there's nothing around. Not my question. Question from Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab, the rabbi from Breuers, from Germany. He says the following. I have to read from this language. Umuch mizeh, she'ikr nesinus kovach hadibur ba'adam. The primary reason why man was given the ability to talk... was given to us so that we speak with our Creator vis-a-vis davening. We were given speech not to sit and hack and talk about our fantasy football teams or to talk about politics. We were given the power of Dibor to speak in tefillah. Because Adam HaRishon had that ability right away. V'haraya, what happens next? It says in Pasuk, V'chol siyach hasada terem yeba'aretz, V'chol esav hasada terem yitzmach, that all the siyach hasada, all of the fields prior to it growing, and all of the grass prior to it flourishing, ki lohim ter Hashem alokim al aretz, v'adam ein la'avodas adam, there's no person there to work the field. La'avod. What's the language of la'avod? V'avadatem es Hashem alokecha, Rashi points out right away, what was the purpose of man? We needed man to work the field, but he plays on it. La'avod va'avadatem es Hashem Elokechem, because he needed man to daven for it. He wanted man to come into this world to say, wait a second, there's not enough grass, there's not enough nourishment, there's not enough vegetation, so that man would show up and have to daven for it. Because the whole reason why man was given the ability to speak was to communicate with one person, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because through our communication with our Kadosh Baruch Hu, therefore we get closer to Him as well. And this is why, it's a remiss to this, if you leave out Mashiv Ruach HaMorid HaGashem and Morid HaTal during the winter months, you have to go back to the beginning of Tefillah. Why after all, if you leave out the words Baruch Aleinu, you don't have to go back, but if you leave out Mashiv Ruach HaMorid HaGashem, and you're not Nusach Sfar, and you leave out Morid HaTal, I cover myself, I always say Morid HaTal. But if you don't say Morid HaTal, or Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid, you have to go back to the beginning. Because the idea of us saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGashem is a remez, is an allusion to the time when we had nobody else to talk to, and the whole idea of the reason why we gave him speech was so that we could daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain, so that we should be able to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to develop that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGashem. It's a beautiful Torah from Rav Schwab. Rav Volbi piggybacks on this a little bit. And in his essay of Nefesh Achaya, Ruach Mola, Perek Ravi, in the second chelak of Al Eshur, he speaks about, not only is it true of all humans, but in particular when it comes to us, when it comes to Jews. This is the kayach that we have. Yeah, we were given the language of talking in terms of chibor. It creates a connection. you know, we sit around, who are your friends? People you have a good conversation with. Who's going to be your wife, Yemirtz Hashem? Somebody you could have a good conversation with. But ultimately, we're, so it's called Chibur. But he writes, Kedei Shenucha Livnos Chevra Anoshis. So Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machshir, he gave us a connection. V'hu Koach HaDibur. But he says like this, Lo Rak Levinyan Chevra Anoshis Mishamish Machshir HaDibur. Not just to communicate with other people, Afilu Yachsenu El Habore Bonoi Al Koach HaDibur. Our entire connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is through Dibur. Hein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaber LaAdam. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us. And also when we speak to Hashem, Hakol Koach HaDibur. Tefillah. Let's say I want to daven, and I sit there and I keep my mouth shut. Kriya Shema. We say, Hear Hor, Lav Kedibur Dami. The idea of thinking about it is not enough. It has to come out of you. It has to be the expression of tefillah. The Mishnah in Perkei Avos says, "Reb Chananya ben Etrajan, Shneim Shiyoshim V'Yesh Benim Divrei Torah than the Shechina Shorah." It's got to be that this Divrei Torah, the words of Torah, have to come out. It can't be enough that you're just thinking about it. If you speak in Torah, the Maral explains how you medabrim b'Divrei Torah. That is full fledged Torah, as opposed to somebody who's just learning and he's not talking. That is not a connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva, which we just went through. If I have charata. What's the mitzvah of tshuva? The Rambam is very clear. What's the mitzvah of tshuva? Tzarech lizvados. One needs to confess, which means to verbally admit. Because simply by thinking about something is not enough. It has to be an admission, which is something that emanates from me. But one step further. We say this by Adam. That we say there's 4th levels, but the Kuzari is very famous saying that there's 5 levels creation. Domeim, mineral, someach, plant, chaya, animal, medaber, human, Yehudi, Jew. What's the special creation of Jew? Inyan Eloki. That we have the ability to almost have nevuah. But Revolbi wants to say, the way we get to that 5th level of Inyan Elokim is through separating ourselves in dibur from the goyim. How does he say? What's the raya for this in Pesukim that we in Tefillah? We say this all the time. V'romamtanu mikol halishonos. We have exalted ourselves from all the other languages. What's the could have said min ha-goyim? What is a v'romamtanu mikol halishonos? Because the way we separate ourselves, the way we're able to identify that we are different from everybody else, is through our language. I'll give you an example of this. The Gemara gives an example. There were two talmidim sitting. Hayudatzvi kamei dehillel. Why do we reap impurity? The ain moskin b'tahara. Uses the word tahara twice. Uses the word tmeya. He looks at the one who says tahara twice and he says, oh, this young man's going to be a talmud chacham. He understands the koach hadibur. Two kohanim. One and said, what's the higinu kapul? V'charam higinu kezayis. One says we need a certain amount, a pool, a bean. One says kezayis, an alzer, a bean. And one says we need a kezayis. V'charamar higiani keznav halta. The tail of some sort of rodent, a sheretz, one of the Shemona Shratzim. They checked after this Kohen who used that language, and they said, oh, he must be possible. Because he didn't understand the Koach HaTibur. A Jew doesn't speak like that. The way a Jew is able to sanctify himself and develop that closeness and relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is through Dibur. I want to say two things. One of Musar and one of Ashkafa. I forgot the one of Ashkafa, but I'll give the one of Musar. One of the biggest pagamim that we could ever have is one who talks during tefillah. What's pshat? So what's the whole idea of talking of tefillah? It's our connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu during tefillah, I use that koach that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me, and I turn around, and I talk to somebody else. So instead of connecting, I am disconnecting. This, my friends, is a disaster, because if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam Arishon that koach tefillah, in order for him to connect with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Mamela, we have to use that connection to connect with him as well. And if we use that koach, the same koach, to talk about our fantasy team. In the middle of davening, because it's Monday morning, and you have to tell everybody that if so-and-so would have been playing, he would have won the game. Nobody cares, first of all, about your fantasy team. But secondly, You're supposed to be connecting at that very moment with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And not to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu during the Shas, the Tefillah, but instead to use that connection of talking to schmooze with a friend. That's this. What was the Ashkafa point I wanted to share with you? No, I forgot. It must be a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want me to say it, so he took it away from me. But the idea here is of us talking, how Kadosh Baruch Hu created us specifically with words. Bereishis bara Elokim, he says the word Vayior. He didn't need to do it with speaking, but what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to show us is just like I created you with words, so too you create your relationship with me. It's our ability to create this dimyun to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu rachu, mafata rachu, just like he's compassionate. We have to be compassionate. Just like he creates the world through Dibor, so too we have to create our worlds through Dibor. It should be a good Shabbos. We should use all of our languages for good.